front of Queens and Allure. 20 years of veteran back in the fort. The floor getting low from the law. Flip out the chopper, then I'm swimming ashore. Meet the connect on the beach. Cop the walk with the sand in my sneaks. Briefcase exchange for the reserve notes. Then pulled off in a surge boat. The tide is rough. Diamond on the pinkies plush. Surround my feet with them cigarette butts. You know, bad habit. Skin the rabbit. Medium well is how I have it. Truffle mac with the carrots. Straight classic. No static on a craftmatic. Making magic. That's how it happened. The plan was perfect. You should have heard it. A zip line right through the curtains. Tuck and roll into the corridor. They caught the vase before it hit the floor. And tap his neck at the drawing board. Gather the prints. Plant the mall. Escape through the vent. Parasail off the roof into the whip of the tents. Then pulled off like a renegade. Not to mention it was Father's Day. The sky was marmalade. Toss in the chair. Dropkick while it's still in the air. Elbow drop to the retina. Now he's vision impaired. Crime scene at the Bellagio. The guy was up to see, but he's stocky though. I faked him out with the stop and go. I broke his ankle, got his sock exposed. He tried to style it, how I got him, no. Spin move, hurtled over a family of five. Plop on the railing of the stairs and I slide. Land on a skateboard, no slide on top of the gray board. Somersault into your sunroof, pass you a bell, already lit. Take this left here on Fifth, pop out at the light and slide off with my airplane. 5% on the 10 on the strips, one thing at Sinatra. She had a gangster father, I make his daughter. As I load the chops, I need yellow Heisman posture. Watch the polo boxes, all I do is conquer. The plan was perfect, you should have heard it. I zip line right through the curtains. Tuck and roll into the corridor. They caught the vase before it hit the floor. And tap his neck at the drawing board. Gather the prints, plant them all, I'm escape through the vent. Parasail off the roof into the whip of the tents. Then pulled off like a renegade. Not to mention it was Father's Day. The sky was marmalade.
That was, again, by Men I Trust. Next up we have, again, by Men I Trust.
Again by Men I Trust, and next up we have Quiet Advice by Strap, Canadian band.
Will All right, so that was Strap by Quiet Advice. And now we'll be playing Me and Mine by Mac DeMarco. All right, and this has been 90.1 FM.
Very much so. I really like Mac DeMarco. He's been like, I don't really know when I started listening to him, but I haven't really stopped, you know? Shout out Salad Days Demos too. Mess with that. Yeah, you know, he does really good things, and he lived in Vancouver for a minute, so, you know, I mess with that very much so. Yeah, he does good things. Oh, he was at the tour with The Garden on recently at their newest tour. But yeah, you know, he's doing solid things. That was Me and Mine by Mac DeMarco. And next up we have, I didn't forget because I'm super cool like that and I never forget. This is Sean Leon featuring Daniel Caesar, The Glade. I also really love Daniel Caesar. Another shout out to Daniel Caesar.
Mm-hmm. Amazing song.
It really is. You know, I mess with that. Shout out everybody who's listening. I appreciate you. Thanks for
That was The Glade by Sean Leone featuring Daniel Caesar.
All right, next up we got a quick little segment about a funny story I found on the internet. This guy named Patrick was had a very normal, pretty normal night out, doing just chill self. Oops. But he got bored, wanted to have a few brewskis with the boys, and unfortunately they were in prison. So he decides to break in to get his friends out to go drinks, get drinks, and right on, ironically so, he got arrested. But luckily for him, he got arrested and put into the same jail his friends were in. So at the end of the day, I guess it kind of worked out for him. And that is my weird story of the day.
Thank you, Sean. I don't have a personal story like that.
Me neither.
Unfortunately. Actually, very fortunately, I do. I'm quite happy I don't have a story like that. But, you know, it's very interesting to hear how other people live their lives and do things like that. Have y'all ever been to Florida?
No, I've never been to Florida. The only time I've been to America was to go get some Wingstop.
How was that? I want that up here. I see all the videos.
Yeah. Oh, I think I spent like 30.
That's too much.
I got 20 different flavors. It was so good. It was so
20?
Good.
Wait, how many wings did you get?
25
for 30. $60 for 25 wings.
Yeah, I was going at a pace, 2 wings a minute.
Oh, you timed it. That's wow. I have never. I didn't know we were. That's crazy.
Amateur numbers.
What are your numbers, Sean?
I'll do like 3 to 4 a minute. I could do with wings.
Can you talk us through your process? Like, how do you prepare
all right,
for
so
this?
Well, we're talking about real wings, like the drumstick kind of style. We get them. You get one hand on the far right, yeah. The far left. Get it?
Yeah.
You start by the thin part of the bone. You mm-hmm. get all the skin off there.
Yeah.
And then you just start getting in because it's a lot easier to scoop it off and make it all the chicken, all the meat just flour off there.
Yeah.
And then you just chomp it down. You can get then get a bit of practice.
Yeah.
And with some water,
it'll
be very quick to drink.
What do you like? What is your? Do you like do Church's chicken?
Personally, I was a big fan of KFC, but right now I've been going. I've been liking Popeyes a lot more.
I didn't know they were in Canada.
There's one on Granville Street that I've been to, and that's the only one that I know of.
Okay.
But
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool. I also think that this song, Impossible Shapes by Mystical Weapons, is super cool, which is the song we have up next.
Just like chicken, everything comes in impossible shapes. We'll be right back. that was Impossible Shapes by Mystical Weapons.
I love that one. It's really good. Mm-hmm. Discovered like 2 weeks ago, maybe. You know, it was pretty good. I remember on the topic of food last time. What have you guys eaten that was like good lately? Like, I'm looking for like new good places to eat in like Vancouver and all that. And I feel like I'm eating like at the same places over and over again. What are you guys' recommendations? What have you guys been eating?
All right. Here's what you're going to do. Really good spot I recommend, even here on our local SFU campus, is Donair Town, or Donair Dude. But by the Pizza Hut at the Nestor's bus loop. And very good prices, and they load you up with tons and tons of toppings. And I really like that place. Good food.
Another place I would recommend in Vancouver would be Down Low Chicken Shack. They have a spot near Commercial, and they have another one near UBC. One thing I would recommend is when you're ordering their chicken, you should ask for the Reaper sauce. It's not on the menu, but it's the hottest sauce they have.
Dang. That's pretty sick. Okay, Evan, do you have any recommendations?
Probably just the same thing. Down Low Chicken, I had it with him. It was amazing. And it was a little spicy. It was a little salty, too. But, yeah.
It's like sweet meat.
Oh, yeah, like sweet and sour chicken. Yeah. I had recently, I think I went to... Actually, I don't know where I went, but I had just really good, like, chicken corn soup takeout, and it was really good. Also, those freaking, the Tim Hortons smile cookies, I really mess with those. They're like the Subway chocolate chip macadamia cookies.
Except and you're helping charities.
Literally, yeah. That's what my dad said. Shout out my dad. And yeah, they have like little sprinkles in them and all that, you know? So it's pretty chill like that.
Those cookies have been there for so long.
Yeah, how long has it been like that they've had those up?
Wasn't it supposed to be a 1 week kind of thing?
I don't remember that. I think we would have been super young.
Well, charity's not a 1 week event.
That is a fair point.
That's a good point. I respect that. But yeah. I thought that their ad campaign for it was going for a week.
Maybe. Or maybe that might be the A&W one where they have the burger.
True.
For, I think, yeah, for when they have the burger.
They also have a very good chicken sandwich at
really?
A&W.
What? Like, what is it?
It's just a pretty good chicken sandwich. Like, it's... Like, as far as fast food goes, mm-hmm. I don't really like fast food chicken burgers because they always take kind of fake, but A&W, they did it right.
You eat that one up, right?
I would eat that one up.
Real? Well, they're always advertising because, like, McDonald's and all them, they don't really use real meat and all that. Anyways, we're going to skip to a song. This is Afrolicious with California Dreamin'. So much for tuning in to CJSF 91.FM. This has been Golf Radio. We hope you guys have a nice evening. Bye.
Catch us next week.
You're.